Tempe resident Steve Sussex has been locked in a battle with the city over a land dispute that stretches back more than 130 years. Sussex's great-grandfather purchased a home in Tempe around 1890, and due to some archaic state and federal land policies, his family's ownership of the land has come under question. That's land that is estimated at now being worth more than $1 million. It's also surrounded by valuable developed properties. The state claimed ownership in 2010, and last month, the state Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from Sussex on an earlier ruling that ordered him off the property. To learn more about it, I spoke earlier with Sussex's attorney, Jack Willinchek.
Well, you know, it's funny because while there's a lot of legal things going on back and forth, if you actually look at this house and look at the property, it's been there since 1880. You know, not much has changed in terms of the reality on the ground, so to speak. On paper, at least, it has a very complicated history. The origin of the problem here is that when the Sussex family, and back then they were called the Martinez family, and Martinez eventually married a Sussex, when the family originally settled on the property, it was at the time, it was all land was federal land, basically. You know, the entire state was federal land because the state did not exist. The origin of the problem was that later, when the state was created, this land was picked more or less randomly by Congress to become state land. Not many people know this because we haven't created a state in a long time, but when states were created, when they were established by the actual act of Congress that did that, they were given a lot of land as their budget, basically, to fund their operations. They weren't given money. And the way Congress did that was it pretty much put a checkerboard over the state, I use the Federal Survey, and said every one of these checkers is now state land. Well, the Sussex family happened to be on one of those checkers. And that's the problem we're still dealing with today. It's a big problem back in around 1912. It was so big that the Arizona Constitutional Convention talked about it, debated it, and in fact it caused them to send a letter to Congress complaining about it. The only letter they ever sent to Congress. But unfortunately, Congress never answered it, and here we are today.
And because of that checker, that's why you're arguing that Steve Sussex never, in fact, left the property.
Exactly. I mean, it was a real injustice to people of the day, you know, because a lot of people built homes on land, or they expected to be able to homestead it. And overnight, essentially, they were suddenly on what became state land. It was designated as state land. And the problem with that is, even though, you know, in general, if you're on a piece of property for at least 10 years or under some circumstances 3 years, you can claim squatter's rights, you can claim adverse possession. That doesn't apply generally, according to the courts, to state and municipal land. You cannot assert adverse possession. So, you know, the state and the city claim what they call sovereign immunity. They say, hey, we're the king, we're the sovereign. We are immune from everything. You can't, you know, treat us like a private party. So this is not a problem that comes up a lot. It's really a unique kind of issue. It happens a lot in Native American law, of course, because, you know, there's a lot of long-standing claims there to land against the federal government. But otherwise, you know, the Sussex case is very unique almost nationwide because you don't have a lot of people who just fall through the cracks for that long, just individual persons with just one house, on state or government land.
So what you were saying about 1912, or even before that, you know, the 1890s we're talking about. So Arizona's had these unique squatters' rights laws since even before statehood, and that's what makes it so unique among other states? Because, again, for some people, this seems like it should be more of a routine eminent domain case.
As far as eminent domain goes, you know, one of the other unique aspects of this case is that it's never actually been an eminent domain case. The state never brought it as an eminent domain case, because eminent domain is saying, hey, you're on land, which you own, and we want to pay you, we're going to force you to let us pay you just compensation for the land. Instead, what the state and then later the city of Tempe argued here was that the Sussex family doesn't own this. They have no rights in it whatsoever. The state offered basically $5 to kick them off the land. So they haven't ever brought it as a strictly an eminent domain case. Instead, they just said, this is ours, it was never yours, the Sussex family's, and just get off. So that's legally been a very troublesome thing for us. I know Steve Sussex has always felt that's not just, and that's a big part of why I'm fighting this too. But, you know, strictly there's a big difference here between eminent domain, which people come across a lot, and that's where the government says, hey, we will force you to get paid to give us your land, and this, which is where the government is saying, no, it's ours, it was never yours, and we're not paying you anything.
The state Supreme Court declined to hear Mr. Sussex's case, so are there other approaches that you can take? Are there other recourses he might have?
There is the possibility to appeal to the United States Supreme Court from the decision of the Arizona Supreme Court. We are keeping all options on the table. And, you know, this really has been going on for what seems like a very, very long time. In fact, you know, before things hit the courts, many years before, there were political things that were tried. And when I say that, I'm actually referring to the first governor of the state of Arizona, who was involved in this case, you know, way back when, in the 1910s. So over the years, I mean, there's been a lot of efforts to try to solve this problem, but the whole way through, there's just been these basic legal problems with it. Namely, that, you know, the state gets to do what it wants. You can't really fight City Hall sometimes. And all the way back in 1912, the state Congress said, that's no longer your land. You know, you folks have been farming on it and built houses on it. It's now ours.
That is Jack Willinchek. He is the attorney for Steve Sussex.